How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Chicago's been named the nation's rattiest city yet again. Yep, it's now been 10 years in a row that we've held the title given by Orkin Pest Control for the most complaints about rats. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Rats are a big issue here. So big that the city dedicates nearly $15 million to its Bureau of Rodent Control each year. And now Chicago wants to try something new. They're going to put rats on birth control? Yeah, I know, like me, you've got questions. So Quinn Myers, Block Club Chicago reporter for Wicker Park, Westtown, and Bucktown, stopped by the studio with some answers. Here he is.
Yes, rat birth control, rodent birth control. It's a real thing, and it hasn't been used much in Chicago. There was a trial a couple years ago, but Special Service Area Number 33, that's the special area that's administered by the Wicker Park Bucktown Chamber of Commerce. Today, they are installing rat birth control in various alleys in the Wicker Park Bucktown area behind major commercial corridors. Mm. And basically, rats will eat it, and then it will not kill them. It will not. It's not a poison, but it will, if they eat enough of it over a long enough period of time, they will not be able to reproduce. And it's really this latest kind of strategy, I guess, to combat Chicago's, as you mentioned, very large
rat problem,
right, that we have had here for kind of forever.
Yeah. So take me behind the scenes here. Who's putting this on, this pilot program?
Sure. So this is not the city's Department of Streets and Sanitation. They have their whole own rodent abatement program. This is the special service area for Wicker Park and Bucktown. There are actually over 50 of these organizations throughout the city. They basically are funded through a very localized property tax, and they promote business promotion, snow plowing, beautification efforts, that thing. There's a good chance there's one in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Basically, they are partnering with this company called Sinestech out of Phoenix. They make Evolve, which is their latest version of rat birth control. And it's basically put in these bait boxes, similar to maybe poison would be.
Yeah.
And they look like these little sausages almost. And rats eat them, and they have to eat them pretty regularly for the first month and then occasionally after that. And basically,
and like you said, it won't hurt them, right?
It won't hurt them, but they will not be able to reproduce. And if you know anything about rats, you probably know that they reproduce at an extremely fast pace. You know, rats can become thousands over the course of 1 year.
Way too quickly.
Way too quickly. So the goal is to just kind of cut that off, essentially. And in some ways, it's similar to, human birth control.
Yeah. So, rats, let's discuss the elephant in the room. I mean, they make many of us cringe, obviously. What are their actual negative effects on neighborhoods?
Right. Well, if you take the L like I do, you've probably seen them scampering around. If you have an alley like most Chicagoans do, they're in your garbage all the time. Mm-hmm. They're gross, but they also spread disease. They can spread disease to humans, to your dog, to other animals. But they also cause a nuisance in SSA 33 in Wicker Park. They have had plants and trees die. They can't keep trees alive, especially along North Avenue, because there are rat burrows in these tree pits, right? And so basically the rats chew through the roots and kill the trees. I've heard stories about cars getting their cables chewed through by rats. So it's really a problem. And, the higher concentration of rats there are in one area, the more you see these types of problems. So the rat birth control is one effort of many that is hoping to combat that.
Yeah. When you talked with this group, Quinn, I mean, were there any projections or expectations on how much this is going to curb the rat population?
It's really TBD, and this is really a small localized pilot to see how it works. They do expect to have some results in the next couple months.
Yeah, because 3 months doesn't sound like a ton of time.
It doesn't sound like a ton of time, but rats, their gestation period is a couple weeks, right? So really, you could see several rounds of rats reproducing in a few months. So they're going to kind of reassess in 3 months. You know, we don't have an exact number of rats in the city. I think there was some pushback about Chicago being the rattiest city in America by the Streets and Sanitation Department a few years ago, saying, yeah, how did they even get to this?
New York would like to have a word.
New York would like to have a word. I think Chicago, you know, has the, you know, Orkin said that we have the most residential pest treatments that they have, you know, sold, right?
I see.
But, you know, of course, no one's out there counting the individual thousands and thousands of rats. But in terms of how this will be assessed, it's really, you know, a highly localized. Are these trees living? Are these rat burrows cleared out along a few of these commercial mm-hmm. corridors?
Yeah, they should start to see some kind of difference, for sure. You mentioned that the neighborhood groups, they're partnering with a company based out of Phoenix, but the birth control solution that we're talking about here for the rats, it's been tested in other cities, right?
So this latest version, they have an older version that has actually been used in a pilot program in Chicago almost 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But this latest version is called Evolve, and it just launched last year. But some other cities are trying it out. Baltimore in Maryland, for example, starting to use this.
I used to spend a lot of time there, and I concur.
It's a ratty place.
It's a ratty place.
Yeah. So I think, you know, something that organizers really stressed to me was that this is one element of the larger rodent abatement program. A really big thing is keeping your alley and trash clean so rats don't have food to feast on and reproduce and spread.
Yeah.
If you can do that, that goes a really long way towards making sure that rats don't get into your yard, your basement, or God forbid, your apartment house.
Oh, I'm cringing once again. So after this pilot program in Wicker Park and Bucktown, do you see that this version then could expand throughout the city if things were to go well at the end of the 3 months?
Possibly. You know, the Department of Streets and Sanitation, they last year said that they don't use this, but they are looking at a carbon dioxide pilot program, basically using a gas form of CO2 to kill rats. But I have heard that a couple other SSAs might be interested in partnering with SenesTech or a different kind of rat birth control. So it could be something that does spread throughout the city, but right now is highly localized, although they are installing the bait boxes today outside of several alleys in Wicker Park and Bucktown.
Was this your favorite assignment ever, Wayne?
It was one of them. You know, Block Club, every time we do a rat story, and we do a lot of animal stories, they are so well read and people really respond really well to them. And this was a fun one because I think people really do care. It is, you know, a fun headline, but it also is a quality of life issue. So I do hope that this makes a difference.
We've been talking about rat birth control. There's an outro I didn't see on my bingo card. We've been talking about rat birth control with Block Club Chicago's Quinn Myers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Jules Yeager. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. To make sure you never miss a conversation, find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely